Yaitza Isha Bechutei Seya. A woman is permitted to go out Bechutei Seya. And the Mishnah says three dargis of Chutei Seya. Bein Mishalo. This was her own hair and she cut it off and she's attaching it. Bein Mishal Chavota. Bein Mishal Behemah. We'll see in the Gemara, Tzricha Sawaita has to tell us these three dargis. And Rashi says, Bechutei Seya Shekailas Bohem Sarah. She braids with them her hair, so it seems she braids them in her hair. Bein Mishalo. Tolushin, Bein Mishal Behemet, Kigoin Shel Sus. Ube Toitefes, Ube Sarbitim, Bizman Shehein Tfurim. These are Tachshitim, which we had learned in the first Mishnah that it is also to wear because there's a Gzeire, she might take it off to show a Chavata. But Shehein Tfurim, Rashi says, Lesivcha, they're attached to the Sivcha with which she covered her head. The Sulei Sholfalu Lachvuye, then she won't go and take it off because she'd have to be Megala Saira, and that she won't do. So Mamela, there's no kshash of taking it off. Bekabul Ubepeya Nochis Lachotza. Lachotza, Rashi says, Akabul Upeya Nochis Koi. The Chotzer is only going on the last two cases. The Osru La'ela Meipek Bolor Shusarabim, we had learned that one is not allowed to go out with a Kabul and the Shusarabim, that's the first Mishnah, Bitzlich Lashminen, the Lachotza Mutter. The Kabul, the Sefer, the Masnisna, La'ifle Geboa Meiroi, the Lakula Alme, Kipe Shel Tzema. Peya Nochis, Klias Seyor Telusha. This is a bunch of hair. Betzayvrosa al sara imkliyosa sheteiroa bala seya. That she should look like she has a lot of hair. Now let us see the Shilti Agiboirim on this Mishnah. The Shilti Agiboirim is on that Choftes Amid Aleph. The Shilta Gebeim is on the left side, on top, Ois Aleph. Yirem Yizeh Lahovi Raya Usmach Linoshim Hayoytzeis Bekisui Sarei Shelohen Shehein Nesuois. Women that go out, they cover their hair. Avol Bemokim Kliya Saron Noisois Sareis Chavreisayim Shekoyren Krinalu Belaz. But over the hair they wear a sheitel. So he wants to bring a raya that this is muta. Mahide Shaninu Perik Bameisha Yoitze Dav Sada Samach Dalet Sheisha Yoitze Bepeya Nochis Beshabbos. That an isha is permitted to go out to pay a Nochis Beshabbos. Upirshu ha-meforshim, ki peya noches, this is a loshon ha-rambam and pirush ha-mishnayis, hi magbas, it's a type of a covering, a headgear, yidviku bo'i seyer noe, you attach to this magbas, to this lining, seyer noe, ve-harbei, seyer noe ve-harbei, ve-tosim, a lot of hair, V'tosim oisa ha'isha al roisha. And she puts this on her head. Kidei shetiskashet b'seya. She should be makashet herself with seya. Uva'hosom b'isha nesua ayri masnisen. The Mishnah is speaking about a woman who's mechuyif to cover her hair. Midekomar b'gmore dahatam. Why is it mutter b'chotzer? We'll have in the Gemara, why would there matter kovul and peyen noches b'chotzer? Mishum shaloitis kana al bailo. Shaloitis kana al bailo. That's why there were matter to wear a peyen noches b'chotzer. Harei de benesua mairi. So we're speaking about a woman that is married, that is also legalois tsaro, and she's wearing a peya nochis, but a peya nochis have a mamish ke'ein elu akranial, umashme lehed yeshimutoreis benois Yisroel liskashepem. So we have an offer in the Mishnah that a woman is permitted to wear a shetel. The say, it is a klal, sar be'isha erve. The sayo be'isha erve, the koma loyhave elo be'sayo hadovuk lipsora mamish. That sayer that's attached to her boso, that sayer is an erve. V'nire gam psore ima sayer. And you could see the sar be'isha together with the sayer, and that is a din of sar be'isha erve. Avos sayer, hamechase sayro, but if you're covering her hair with a sheitel, ein kan mishum sar be'isha erva, v'gam loy mishum pluas roish. V'nire de loishno saris dido. Now, it doesn't matter from where the hair of the sheitel came from. If it's her own hair, loishno saris shol chavoto, kol oi davidu lekisi aseyo, v'hein tlushois, Aval pi de kishu tulo, gidei she teiroa balaseya, ein bekach klum, vishapir domi. Period. So this is the Shilti HaGiboyrim that brings a raya from our Mishnah that a woman is allowed to wear a sheitel, and the Mogen Avram in Simin Ayin Hei, the Mogen Avram in Simin Ayin Hei brings down the Shilti Giboyrim. That is matal aloche to wear a sheitel. That's pshat in the Ramah. That is no iser to lein krishme kineged a woman that's wearing a sheitel. This is the Shilti HaGiboy. The goyim in the goyim on Mishnayis, in Shnois Aliyo, and Rav Yankel Berg showed me the Yesh Seder LeMishneh. He they're chaylik on the raya of the Shilti HaGeboirim. And they say that it could be the Mishnah is speaking about that she's covering her hair. And Batsim the Yesh Seder LeMishneh wants to say that it's really a Machlokes HaRishonim. What is Pshat M'Pei Yanochis? This Lashon that the Shilti HaGeboirim says, that he explains that Pei Yanochis, it's a Mikbath, Yidbeku boy sayer no vaharbe vetosem oiso ishal roish. It's a type of a head covering. This is a Loshon Haramba. The Loshon of Rashi doesn't seem to say this. Rashi says, Kliya sar tlusho, tzeivroso al saro im kliyoso, sheteiroe balaseyo. So it means in the Loshon Haraba Mishnah that she has scanty hair. So looking at the tichel over her head, it doesn't look too good. So memela, so she puts a bunch of hair underneath the tichel, sheteiroa balas seya. So could be it is no raya from the Mishnah. That's what these two want to say, that the Mishnah could be speaking about that she's covering her head. We're speaking about over here that she's just adding on hair. It shouldn't look that she has scanty hair under her tichel. The Yesh Seder LeMishneh wants to bring down another rayim, a very geshmake dichoy, that be'emesin, the Mishneh is speaking about a chotzer. He wants to fample with this Tosfos kasha. Tosfos, in the beginning of Me'isha, asks a very pertinent kasha. The Mishneh speaks about, l'cheire, this is the sefer of the Mishneh. The Mishneh says, loy b'teitefes, v'loy b'sarbitin. And our Mishnah says she's muta b'teteves u'besabitim if it's tofu. The Mishnah says when it's ain't a tofu. V'loi b'kovul lushu sarabim. And our Mishnah says kovul l'chotza. So Taisus asks, why doesn't it say v'loi b'pei enochis? Because the Mishnah says b'pei enochis u'bekovul is muta b'chotza. Why says b'shu sarabim it's also? So it should have mentioned pei enochis also. That's Tosfos Kasha. So the Yesh Seder LeMishneh wants to say, if we'll be chaylik on the Shilti HaGiboyrim, so it's givaldik. Bershus HaRabim, she's tamazin not allowed to wear a sheitel, because it's a shayla of a sar be'isha erve. So it's Shabbos she's not allowed to wear it. Agansavach she's not allowed to wear it. Abu b'chotzer me'iker adin, she's allowed to go a little bit plua roish, it's not a mokim hiluch HaRabim. So by a chotzer, it says Shabbos, she's allowed to wear a sheitel Shabbos. But in Rishus HaRabim, Bechlal, there's nothing what to talk about. So we have two mahalchem, how to be choylik on the shilti agiboyrim, or we'll say that the Mishnah is speaking about that she covered her hair. That's what the Goyin says, and in the Yeshiva Mishnah brings an aferes akeinim, that it's speaking about that she covered her hair, or it's speaking about a chotzer. Now later we'll see in the Gemara we're going to have a lot of problems, but the vial will continue with the Mishnah. B'moich sheba ozna, u'b'moich sheba sandula, u'b'moich sheiskino l'nidosa. So Rashi says, b'moich sheba ozna, shenoisenes livloya leicho shel tzoyes oizen. She puts a type of a stuffing in her ear to be beleya tzoyes oizen. Sheba sandula, l'tainug. L'nidosa, ba'oisai mokoim, sheyivla boi hadam, v'loyi toneif bigodeho. And that her begodim won't become metunah. Let us see Taisvis. B'mayich she'iskinu l'nidosa, perish ha'kuntris, b'oisei mokim she'yiv la b'yada. V'lo yitanfu begodel. So Rashi says that that alone is sufficient. If the purpose is lo yitanfu begodel, that is sufficient. V'lo yinire, bimkein atzuli tinefu. So this is, so the whole purpose is lahatzul tinuf. Umasuyu, so this is a masu, kidamrine beperikame, the chol atzuli tinuf loichoshiv malbish, it doesn't have, this is Loshon Haran, doesn't have a toiret malbish, umasuyu, and it is a masu. Lachainirali shalayipol al psoro, vitiyave shalayo, venimtso mitzaro. So therefore Taisva says that, the whole heter is, that if it will fall al psoro, so she'll feel uncomfortable. So the purpose of this moich is to protect her, that she should remain comfortable. So that is a teiras malbish. Abastamazay to be megan and the begodim, that there's no heter, that is a masu. Ramesh Zechayinu Bracha wants to say that be'emesin, Rashi held there's a meirdik echilik between the atzulei tinuf of a zov and the atzulei tinuf of a isha nida. The atzulei tinuf of a zov is really the zive is colorless, and lemaise, if the zive would fall on the beged, it is not nikar l'rabim. It's only for his personal comfort that he wants that the beged should be noki from zive. So there, the Gemara says, Atzulei tinuf does not give it a teiras malbush. But he says, by a isha nide, if it will fall on her begodim, there'll be a stain that remains on the beged, and is niker la'en koil. So he says, that beged is unwearable. You can't wear such a beged that everyone should see her matzah. So he says, this is considered the tzairich levisha. This is, she can't wear a beged otherwise. So Rashi held, so he says, just like one is permitted to put pins in a beged, if it's too wide to make it a little thinner. So that's only for the style. But that's called a tzairich levisha. So he says, ein lecha tzairich levisha gedoylo mizu, that she shouldn't wear a beged, that from looking at the beged, everyone shall know her matzah. And therefore Rashi holds that that this is mutter. He wants to bring a raya from the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam doesn't say anything. The Rambam brings down both halachas, Moshe, Shiskin, Midnosa's mutter, and then Zov is also. He doesn't say anything. And in Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Taisvis, but the Shulchan Aruch says, if she's wearing it, she'll eat it style. So vice to chayis, that is a t'nai. If she's wearing it, she'll eat it style, then it's mutter. Abo stome, vice to chayis, stome, you don't have a heter. And if the Rambam was saisim, and the Rambam didn't give any t'noim, so vice to chayis, he wants to say that the Rambam held like Rashi, that here Atzulei Tinuf has a Teiras Levish. Bepilpul ubegilgul melach. Bechol dovor sheniten lesoich pia. Ubevachelei titen lechatchila b'shabes. Vim nofal, fell out, loisatzel. So Rashi says, bepilpul, pilpul, oruch, noisenes isha bepia, shereicho ra. galgal melech kamei gargil melech l'rfuas chayli shinai. Shenosna l'saych pio mi ba'ayyim, she put it in her mouth before Shabbos. So she's allowed to go out in the street with this on Shabbos. But she shouldn't put it in Shabbos, and if it fell out of her mouth, lay sapsa. Let us see Tosfos. Ubilvad shaloi titein l'chadchila b'Shabbos. Perish ha'rav rav peiris, Gzeire mishum shrika samemonim. What is the iser that she's not allowed to put in a pilpul in her mouth Shabbos? Mishum shrika samemonim. Given the refuah, but this is a refuah. So the Rav Peiris held that if she hears a reyach ra, so to put a pilpul besoich pia in Shabbos is also als refuah. It's an eisin. The Chazal asked all refuah. So this falls into the category of refuah, and therefore it is also. The line near it. And Taisus disagrees with Rav Peiris. Im kein, im nofal, amai loy tarzir. If the iser is als refue, so if it was once in her mouth, so now she wants to continue, she wants to return it in her mouth, why isn't she allowed to do it? Why? Oma beperik basra da irevin, it says as follows, machzirin retiye b'migdosh. A retia was a type of a band-aid with an ointment on it. Now, the retia was merape. The ointment on the retia was merape. So there's a shail of refuah. So it says as follows. Machzirin retia b'migdosh. B'migdosh ain't shvus b'migdosh. So if a retia fell off, one is permitted to put it back on. Avoloi b'medine. B'medine, it is awesome. But kan lo yasrina la harzer halaretiye. So, if the Gemara in Erevin spoke about a specific case of retiye, it didn't speak out all refuas, only retiye. So weiss doch ois that the whole iser is elo mishum shema yimrach. That there is a problem shema yimrach, not als refuas. Als the iser of refuah, since it was once on the goof before Shabbos, so mamela, there's no iser of refuah to return it on the goof. No, by retiah, there's an iser of shema yimrach. That's why. What did the Gemara asa b'medina? Retiah they asa b'medina because by retiah there's a gzeira shema yimrach. Abul Vaisdois als refuah alone, they weren't gzeira. Taisvis in Erevin wants to verempfer this kashe, and Taisvis in Erevin says, you have to know, it says two halachas there. Marziren retiye b'migdash avaloi b'medine. So Taisus understood that loy b'medina, retiyah is asa b'medina. But if it's not retiyah, so it'd be muta b'medina. So the whole isa b'medina is only retiyah with his exeira shema yimra. Taisus says, no, he chaps on retiyah to tell you the koyach de teire. Retiyah b'medina is asa, besides retiyah, the refu is also asa b'medina. He wants to tell you the koyach de teire that machzirin retiyah b'migdosh. B'migdosh, even though there are two problems involved. Problem on the one refuah and problem on the two gzeira shem o yimrach afal pikein b'migdash it's mutter. And b'medine afilu nam retiah would also be awesome. But he chapt on retiah to leave the koyach the teire, not to leave the koyach the isura. So we have here amachloikis, taisvis, and the rav peiris, if there's an iser refuah of a chazore, if it was once on the goof before Shabbos, chazal asar laharze. Rabbi Kiveger asks a kasha on the Rav Peiris. He brings a, the Rif brings a tesefte, and it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Shin Chofches, that as the sefte says as follows, Ein lo yasin matztichi b'Shabbos. Ein mosai b'zman shemechaven l'refueh. If he's machavel a refuah, he's not allowed to chew this matztichi. מפני ריח הפה מותר, but if it's מכוון לריח הפה, this is מותר. So Rabbi Kiveige brings us, we find an often at this after, that ריח הפה בכלל doesn't fall into the category of רפואה. זה יש לי תקלור in the תספטה. We pass on that in Shulchan Aruch. So what is Pshat in the Rav Peiris? Rav Peiris took on for Dover Poshet that Reyach HaPeh is a Rafuah and the Mele, the whole Isser of Chazore is because of the Isser of Shrikas, the Gzeirah Mishum Shrikas HaMamonim. Perhaps mitoich ignorance, I don't know, the Metzius HaDvorim, but perhaps we could say that there's two inyonim of Reyach HaPeh. Could be the inyan of matztichi is pshat. It is not merape the reyach ra, nor it masks the reyach ra. So masking does not go into the gzeir of shrike samamonim. You're not being mesaken anything. You're just hiding, like we had before. Pleiton, Anisha goes out with Pleiton. According to Rabbi Lazar, it's mutter. You're not. There's no refuah involved over there. You're just masking and hiding the reya. Could be palpably. Could be this is taki merape the reya chape. But merape could be it goes into shrike samamonim. If the metzius is that way, perhaps it's a good teretz. If this is not the metzius, Rabbi Kivei got an eyes in the kasha. The Gemara says two other things also. You also have to know, Zangbele and Darzune is also good for Reyach HaPeh. So darf man doch wissen, how they work. If it masks or if it is merapet. Lachain irali. So Taisvis does not learn at all that the time of the Mishnah is als. The time of the Mishnah is als refuah. ובלבד שלא תיתן לך תחילה מפני שנראה כמערמס לא היציאו. Got an under a reason. In Shabbos, she'll go and put in something in her mouth and go out so it looks that she wants to take it out. So instead of putting it in a pocket, she puts it in her mouth. כמערמס לא היציאו. The Perish there, so that's the Indian. Kol hanach bila'el. מייך שבאוזנו ובסנדלו זויך תסון לאסס לחפחיל. So it is not only this din, it's a psanu iser that's nire kemaremes, and therefore it is also. Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah brings down both taimim. There's a nafkamina. The nafkamina will be if she doesn't want to go out, is she allowed to put in pilpul, is it also al-tzrafu? It's not also al-tzrafu, it's a gewaldike nafkamin. I feel according to Taisvis, Taisvis was nechaylik on the Rav Peiris, that it's also al-tzrafu, but Taisvis says there's no isav chazore. Vim taima, im kein heichi shor, if there's a new gzeira of maremes, heichi shoru lekamon peirefes al ha-even oy al ha-egois va-honire ke maremes. The Gemara, the Mishnah weiter on Daf Samachayim at Aleph, speaks about, they used to have begodim, and they had a unique way how to attach two sides of a beged, how you attach it. There was a loop on one side, and then on the other side they took a walnut, and they wrapped it around with the chelik of the beged, they wrapped it, the beged around it, and then they put the loop over the walnut, and it's a very convenient thing to do if your button fell off, if you have a loop on this side, al kaponim. So you're allowed to do that, so you go out with a walnut. And it seems if you want to go to an offer and you're afraid they won't have enough ammunition, you can take it along with you. Al kolponim, so the shail is, but how are you allowed to do this? It's, we've had papalim, the gzeire from maremes. Taisus says you're not allowed to go and put on moich, sheba ozno, sheba sandalo, al tzmaremes, even though, she has a legitimate reason. So how are you allowed to do this by, perefes, al haeven, val haegeis? Vanire kemaremes. So Taisi says, vi eshloime da hosom niker adova, vakol yoidem vlekach tzriche, vleke shum chshoshe. You look at the beged, no, there's no buttons there. Fashteitzach, I mean, so everyone understands that you need it letzolchai. אבל דבר שהנה סנס בסייך פיה, הוא נוזור המצב שזה ריח הפה, שזה תותק והבי, אין אם ידם לא מהנה סנס, אבל מילא, here they were geyser, that it's nearer kemaremes. Now the Gemara starts explaining the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yaitse ishe bechutei seya, beimishalo, beimishal chavato, beimishal behem. Utsriche. What is it to say all these three cases? Di ashminen dido, mishum deloy moitz. Her hair matches with the rest of her hair. Avol chavata de mois eim aloi. What does Rashi say? De loi mois. Velekele meime de mishalfolei. She won't take it off. Mishum de mocheku alo. Umamtile biyode. So here we're afraid that people will see her wearing false hair. So they'll start laughing. And mitoich this nisoyim. She'll carry it. She'll take it off and carry it. So her hair is not moss. Avol chavata de moss. Maybe it doesn't blend in with her hair. Aim aloi. V'yashmina de chavata de basminahu. It's also human hair. So maybe there's also not mochako. Avol de behema la barminahu. That's all her friends have to hear about. She's going around with horse hair. Ay, ay, ay. Aim aloi. Tzriche. No, she has dark hair, horse hair, nothing to worry about. Tabas mine, v'loi minke, v'loi mechaychi yalo. Tzricha. Now, l'davoini, I can't begin to understand this Gemara. This Gemara is speaking about yoytze isha b'chutei seyo. This is not a peya nochit. These are chutim. Now, these chutim, it doesn't seem, it's not a sheitel, it's chutei seyo. Shekailas bohen saira. So is she wearing a tichel or she's not wearing a tichel? If she's wearing a tichel, so who's gonna laugh at her? She's wearing a tichel, so what is there to laugh about? I mean, what kind of tichel? The tichel covered her hair. It wasn't a plastic rain bonnet. I mean, it was a tichel. So lechayre is it? So we pass the mocheki alo. Let's go a little further. We have the same problem later also. So I thought Efshe kem mezogin do aneitze. Do kem mezogin aneitze, Efshe do retzach do by a psula. The Yeshtei de la Mishnah also is a psazah mahalach in the Mishnah. Talking about, who says it's talking about a nesua. Later, the Shilte Geboirim bo Raya Peya Nochis is speaking about a nesua. Because it says, Bechotzer is mutash like this gan al bailo. So she's married. Aber yaitze ishe bechutei seyo, maybe it is speaking about a psula. So mamela, so it's very good, she's going with uncovered hair. But let's go a little further. Tana, obuvach loiteitze yalda bishel skeina, uskeina bishel yalda. See, we're talking about a zakeine. So lochere, a zakeine should be, we should speaking about it's not Mustafa we're speaking about as a Kaina that ever got married. It's a Kaina Bishal Yalda. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloim is a Kaina Bishal Yalda Shvachola. We'll see Rashi and we'll see Tosis Klora what the Kash is. Ala Yalda Bishal Skaina Amai Gnayula. I did the ton is Kaina Bishal Yalda ton onami Yalda Bishal Skaina. The Shakla Vataya we'll see if Tosis explains it. But let us see Rashi. Ubulvach loiteitze zekeina bechutei seyo shel yalda. The yalda b'shel zekeina. Why? Why does this? So we said like this. Ish is allowed to go out bechutei seyo. Be'mishal chavuto. Be'mishal behema. But, that's it. Aber as yalda b'shel zekeina, as zekeina b'shel yalda, no. Why? The levonais al shchayreis, al shchayreis al levonais mois va'osi lemishla. She walks out with such a, with the levonais al shchayreis, al shchayreis al levonais is, osi lemishla. It's mois, and people are, she's become a laughing stock, even this, and memela, so she'll take it off. So this is osa. So the Machtos HaShekel and Simenayim Hey brings a raya from this din, Yalda Vishal Keino, that it is speaking about that she didn't cover her head, because Mochakul. It says Mochakul, they're going to laugh. It's Mois, Mochakul. So Memela, so you see it's not covered. So the Shaila is, so how is she allowed to go out? This is L'chayre here, it's not speaking about a Sheitel. That's the problem over here. Very unclear. Let us see Tosfos. Ubelvad shaloi teitze is keina mishal yalda, v'yalda mishal skeina. Kach hi iker hagirse. And the Gemara is keina mishal yalda shvachola. Yalda mishal skeina. Fast the parasha. Bishleim is kena bishal yalda shvachulo. Peish. And mishamach yitzach lashminish leiteitze. That means she's an old lady, and she goes and she puts on the wrinkles she can't hide memela. But her hair, maybe, why does everyone see her that she has white hair? So she puts on black hair. Mishamach yitzach lashminish leiteitze. Dafilo ochi, even though it's a shvach, she looks younger. Aba mohaku ala. Who's she fooling? Elo yalda vishels keino, amai gnayula, perish, amai itzrich lashmiina, the leiteitze. Pshite. The kivin the gnayula vade mochula. Here there's a chiddush. Be'etzem, she's putting on dark hair. She's looking younger. So I would think shvachula. Be'etzem, she's taka looking younger. Zok de mishne, afal pikein, aber you don't know what another lady might say. She's going out, she feels 20 years younger. But her next door neighbor will see her, some emailer, she can ridicule her. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though it's a shvachulah, hafal pikein, she's not allowed to wear it. Because we're afraid that others might be megana. Abo yalde vishelskeino, amayitzach lashmina deloita. The Mishnah is to tell you pshite. The given the gnayulah, vaday mochkulah, they'll zicha make a laughing stock out of her. Vishakla lohu, those shall zicha take it off. Vikiv in the tonis kaina bishal yalda osa, koshken yalda bishal skaina. So why does he have to tell us you're not allowed to go out? For state you're not allowed to go out. She'll become a laughing stock and the zicha gzeira, she might go and take it off. The daichiku loyma zubain tzalch loyma zukton. So that was the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, I did the tonis kaina bishal yalda tanai yalda bishal skaina. And chanami tak, it's not telling me anything, it's an idea. The east the goal see ipche. Others are gairus punkt vaken. Obelvach leiteitze yalda bishal skeina, skeina bishal yalda. Skeina bishal yalda. So it said first yalda bishal skeina. So then it's loizu afsu. Not nishno yalda bishal skeina. Na filu skeina bishal yalda. That is also achshash shema machkawala. So if Zaydim came up for Yalda Bishalskeina Amai, Sheikachu Derech HaShas, Lishnei Saboshe Tchila. Varav Peres Miyashiv Gilsezu. Vohi Perushe, Al Sheol Yalda Bishalskeina Amai Itzterich. Why does he have to tell it to me in Gansan? Gnayu lo deloilom leiteitzi bem afilu bochel. Not why does he tell me of the Gzeire? This case will never come about. You'll never find one in a million of Yaldis that'll put on the hair of a Zekainis into the Gnayullah, so it's not Negeil Amaisa. So why do you say go and tell me the halach? That's our Rapiris Limshat in the Gemara's Kash. Bekvul ubepeya nochis lachotza. Is mutter, that's the Chiddush of the next book. Omar Rav, kol she'osru chachomim lotzis b'yloshus harabim, osa lotzis b'ylochotza. When they asked Rishus harabim, they asked Chotzer also. Chutz mikabul apayanoch. Rabbi Yanani bar Sosin mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel Oma hakel ki kvul. Everything is like kvul. It says in the Mishnah kvul is muta b'chotzer. All the tachshitim are like kvul. Knan b'kvul b'payanoch is l'chotzer. It says in our Mishnah b'kvul b'payanoch is l'chotzer. Mishlam l'rav nichet. So it says, Dafke these two.
Elo, because it says, he says, Rab the same shot, Chazal asked everything, Chutz mi kvula pein nochus. But it's made of, it says, Na mitzvah, kvula pein nochus is muta bechot. So why says everything that? Elo, Ravanani barsos and kashe. So the Gemara says, Ravanani barsos and mishmei de man kom alo. Mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi, Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi, tanu upolik. Es nir kashe vama mishne, Rabbanani has a tanu. That's chaylik ana mishne. Like the Gemara v'Rab Maishno, according to Rab, that the Chotzer everything is also. So why davke kvoil o pei anochis is mutter?
Ha? Omar ule kedei sheloitis gana al bailo. The reason they were matter kvul and pei anochis bechotzer sheloitis gana al bailo. Kedisanya, we learned in Abaraise vahadova benidosa. The nide should remain bididosa. Zekeinim orishainim omru, sheloi tikhel, vloi sivkois, vloi tiskashet, bevigdei sivainim. Bididosa is a lotion of nidui, of richuk. That she should be in a matziv, she should not be made up, she should not look beautiful, to ensure that there should be a richuk beino lebein bailo. If she will be in such a matziv, so she's megun al bailo. V'nimtza bailo megarsha. You cannot darshan benidosa zaloshen richuk, because if that would be the taich, you're megana oisa al bailo. V'nimtza bailo megarsha. Rabbi Yankov Berg said, Amoyre de Kipshat, then Rabbi Kiva Lushitosai. Rabbi Kiva says in Gittin that, Afilu Motso Acheres Noimeno, in Gittin Dav Tzadik HaMedalef, Afilu one, the only reason he's giving a get to his wife, because he finds someone that's Noimeno, he's also permitted to give her a get. So, if she will not be able to make herself up, he may need do so. So she, he is able to give her a get. The Chodesh Sha'oviv is Ma'irah, and what's going to be with the next wife? So Kolchach Vaisnoi is the next wife. He'll make sure that when he'll see her, see what she looks without makeup. So then he won't have this problem b'nidosa. So the Gemara continues. Elomat amad loyma vadova menidosa, benidosa tehei ache tove b'mayim. That vahadova benidosa means that she remains bitumas nidosa till she'll tovel herself b'mayim. Now, the Rishainim ask a kasha, according to the Zakenim or Rishainim, how did they know this din? That tumas nide only goes off with tvila. Rabbi Kiva darshened it from a posik, but nidosa tehei. But how did the Zakenim Arishainim know this then? So the Rashba says they had a different limud. The posik says by klimidyon, b'mei nido yischato, mayim shan nido tevelas pohem. Al koponim, we see from the Rishainim's kasha that the drosha of the Zakenim or Rishonim, the drosha that they held benidosa means a loshen richuk, this is a drosha d'oraisa. And if they used this drosha for richuk, they could not know the second halacha, that the tumah will only go off al yedei tvila. So be'emison we see a moire de kechidish in Rabbi Kiva. That means the chachomim darshin pshutai shel mikro, that nidosa means richuk. How did Rabbi Kiva know not to darshin pshutai shel mikro? He did not bring any diuk from the posik. He brought a raya from left field, from svara chitzayne. We cannot say that this is pshat in posik, drachel dachinoi v'cholnes hivisar sholim, because this could bring about a get. So kochach benidosa means the tumah should remain.
Therefore, they were matter al koponim the bare necessities, which is kovel upeya nochis. Bechotzer. Zot Rashi. Also, kol she'osu chachomim bereish pilkin, chutei tzema, upishton, toitefes, v'shara shinuim v'mishne, she'osu lo leches bem lo shus harabim, also lo tzeis lo chotza. She's not allowed to wear them in the chotza. Va'av al gav deshori l'totolinu, you're allowed to be metal, but not mukze, the Torah's keli aleim, ki damorom, harein kechol akelem hanitlem b'chotze, the not mukze, this we have in Saif Kire, miuderech malbush also. But to wear it in a chotzer, derech malbush is also. Why? What's wrong in wearing it in a chotzer? The malgololei v'napke be'elosh yusaram. If she's wearing it in the chotzer already, she'll go out, or she won't remember to take it off, she'll go out in the rosh yusaram. Chutz mikvul opeye shemuter l'chotzer. K'disam basnise v'taymem afosh l'kameh. Hakel kikvu kol anesorim loynesru elo loshusaram avol lochotzer metorim kikvu vishloim l'rav nichem noket ani vishavkino le'inoch demisni badayu. We have a whole settle of tachshitim in the Yoni says kovul is teitzel lochotzer lisura bereish nemesis machlau de kulu af lochotzer bisurayu kaim. Everything is still also b'chotzer. But later, Nani is schwer. And the Gemara says the reason is that it is gane hitiru lo k'tzas ki shutim hanoi. K'desanyu d'choshu rabbonon lohochi. Benidoso rabbonon bo chayish. Rabbi Kiva was chayish for such a thing. Benidoso yudoshim arishoinim k'mashmoi k'dovo hamenude o'machika mibaylo. Shlei tikcho elei neho, shlei tifkois Srak al poneho vuhu odoim. This is Rouge. Tehebe nidosa betemosa. Ache tovi b'mayim litva. Vavo bishov l'zayin shalo. O posik v'ayona. Zog taises. Ravanoni berabi sosin omar hakel kikvu. V'nire v'haloche kerebi anoni mida omar Milsei mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel be Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Shmuel tanohu upolik. So Tosfos is very difficult to understand. Why did Tosfos jump to say the loch is like Rabbanoni? Because he said Milsei mishmei de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel was a tana, and this is Rav. I mean, I'll forget about Rav is going on a Mishneh. So the Sfasemis explains that Rabbanoni Paskin. Rabbanoni Mishmeid Rabbi Shmuel Oma Hakel Kikvu. Rabbanoni Mishmeid Rabbi said a psak that halalocha hakel is called. He said it b'shem tame. Rab didn't paskin. Rab was only meforish the Mishneh. Kol she osru chachomim lotzis bay l'shus harabim. Lotzis bay l'shus harabim osru lotzis bay l'chot. Sechutz mikvu. Rab is just explaining and Ravanoni is paskening. And since he's paskening, b'shem Tane, so this is more choshev than the Pirush of Rab. V'oi, Nafuli say Rab is also paskening. But since it's a machloikis and a drabonim, b'shel soifchem haloicha hachameko. Now Taisvis comes and says, Mu'im de kechidushim. Rabanani de mater b'chotza. Now Rabanani was mater b'chotza, hainu. Afilu b'chotzer she'eina miyurevis. It's speaking about a chotzer she'eina miyurevis, that they didn't make an eruv chatzeres, and you're not allowed to carry in this chotzer. So in this chotzer gufa, there's also achshah shema, tishloif shema, that all the gzeres. The b'chotzer miyurevis, leke shum chidush. A chotzer miyurevis, it's ishlat to wear in the chotzer. Fashteitzach, what's wrong to wear in a chotzer? So Memele, so Taisva says, Ravanani was mater nachotzer amurevis. Shein amurevis, I'm sorry. In Cain, Noshim mutorais liskashet. So Memele, we pass on as Ravanani. You're allowed to wear it nachotzer shein amurevis. Is Noshim mutorais liskashet bebayis, ubechotzer, betabois,
ובתרשיתם, ואונו שאין לנו רשוס הרבים גומר, we don't have a רשוס הרבים, וכל רשוס הרבים שלנו קרמלסי, שראי מבואי שלנו רחוביש יודבובמה, it's not רויכם יודבובמה, ולאי סמכי בבויקם בוי, הרי הוא כחוצר שאינו מורבס, ומותורויס, נושים שלנו להזקשת בתבויס ובתרשיתם, כן פרש רבי נתם. So all of a sudden, with this that we paskin like Rav Amani, b'me'ishe is a hilchus el Mashiach. It's not for us, and if us a shayyoni gave, because we have a rishus haram. But al kaponim by the zman of the Bali Taisvesin, so me'mele, it's a fakert. We paskin like Rav Amani, and me'mele, we don't have a rishus haram, so everything is only equivalent to the official carry on b'yanisa da rabona, and we were matter by a chot some more eves. So memele, that's how they pass it. Now, agav uche, taisis and menoches alav daflam advovam advei, chotzim ureves, nafilo abayis tayasav. And the Ritva says, as is mashma from Rashi, because Rashi says the iser is, if she'll wear it, she's gonna go out. That's the iser. Not the taisis of kemachtash tikteiredo. That they were matter in the rishus when she'll carry it, she'll only be oivan nisad rabon. That's the chiddush over here. So memele gave me weiter. But other rishonim say that the oisrim aser da filu bebayis, afilu achotzam ureves. In lemaise they bring a meiridike raya from the Gemara in Seif Kira has a pilpul, why you're allowed to be metalpul tachshitim. So the Gemara says, because she has teiras keili oleo. So Taisus and Menoches says, if you're allowed to wear it, you have to say, eshtik teira, why it's not mukze? Bishlam, if you're not allowed to wear it. So memele, so this is not wearable, it's not usable on Shabbat. Yes, teiras keili oleo. It doesn't lose the teiras keili. But if you're allowed to wear it, that mezugnas tiktayra, why it's not mukze? Al kolponim, so we have here machlekes arishayim, avu the rabbi netama tozay gepast. Vehikshari, so the ri says, ooh, that was a big jump. Tafilu yeshus harabim shalom uchoshiv kekalmalis, heiche shori kemoi chotzer. You can't, there's a difference between a kalmalis and a chotzer also. Va'omer lekam perikol kisve, gabi deleike, demuta lahatzel bechotzer. You're allowed to be matzel b'chotzer she'ena murevis, v'loi b'kalmelis. So you see, claw, there's a difference. A chotzer she'ena murevis is an hilchis reshus, it's a reshus ayochet, it has mechitzes. No, the people who lived there didn't make an eruv v'chatzeres. No! So that they will make. But the kalmelis is a reshus aram de rabono. And you see, they made a chilek. V'oyimah Rabbeinu Boruch. Rabbeinu Boruch was not in the spoil from the Rizka Ashida. He says, you know where there's a chilek, even the Lidu Haveluhu Rishu Sarabim Gemure. They had an emissary Rishu Sarabim. V'oyimidamu Kamus L'chotzer She'ena Merevis V'afrinu Kamus Mishum Shushu Sarabim. They had a Rishu Sarabim, so they were able to differentiate between a Kamus and a Chotzer She'ena Merevis. Avol onu shein lonu rishus harabim klal, we don't have a rishus harabim, ein lahach me bekamus. Kol kach, so meila kamus la zechotzer shein emul reves, and if it's mutter, according to Rav Amani, so everything is mutter. V'rav shimshin motze kosu b'shem rabbeinu sar sholem, another shtik teire. De dobar shuhu regilois lahares zu lezu osa. The whole Isser of Tachshitim is because it's a regilis to show. Och she'enom regilis mutoris. V'noshi didon einem maris tachshiteyem v'tabeiseyem mushimochi mutoris lotzis behem. Another heter. You should know there was a lot of pressure from the Rebbetzins on all the Bali Taisusim. God, one of the Rishonim brings down the Rashmi Shantz told his wife she shouldn't wear Tashkite. Another of the Balei Tois, this was a Miyuchidike Balei Tois, and they had a Shlita over the wives. V'saif dover omul akad moinim, the motores lotzes ben,
the mutav yeshoyge geis vayim izidis. Al kaponim, you see what they were fighting with. So memeile, so others say that psashtiga, so psamerdike mutoreis lotzeis, the mutav yeshoyge geis is a psaheta. Others want to make a psagirsin tesis. They want to say, no, and others is a heta. Mutav yeshoyge geis vayim izidis. Al kaponim, so we see Tosfos went out all the way to be miyashiv, the minikailim, which all the rishonim bring down, that the noshim lemaise were makel to wear tachshitim, and we have the alkaponim, these svaris that could be that either we don't have an emissary rishus harabim, which is now debatable bisman hazeh, so this heter could fall off, but then we have the other heterim, of Ein Regilis Laharis, which the Yesod of this Heter is in Yesod HaGemorah that we had before. The Gemorah said, Asvore Ir Shalzov, who wears Nishalzov, and Ish Achshuve, and Ish Shechshuve will not show. So Al Kaponim, we see that it's, that when the Gzeirah was made, the Gzeirah was made according to the Anhoga of the Isha who's wearing the Tachshit. So, Sheinom Regilis, When Chazal asked something, they maris ayin, afilu b'chadri chadorim osa. So even though a person is doing this, where it is not visible, people don't see what he's doing. But the Chazal, since Chazal were geyser, so they were geyser b'chol mokeh. Nam, we learned in the Mishnah, v'loi v'zuk, a person is not allowed to go out with his behemoth if she's wearing a belt. Half al pishe pokuk. The reason this is also is because of Maris Hayim. The only reason a bell was put on the behemoth, that was to beautify the behemoth, and the people think he's selling her, so that's when he's to put on bells. So they'll think he's going to sell her. So it's Maris Ayin, one is not allowed to go out with a behemoth, with a zug. Visanyi, it went a different baraisa. Poikik lo zug bitzavore, matayilim o bachotza. So you see klo, that the tan of the baraisa holds, and the baraisa it says that it is mutas akocho, that's the chilik, because all he says is of Maris Ayin and bachotza, there's no Maris Ayin. So the Gemara answers Tanoi, it's a machlokes Tanoi. The Sanya Shoitchon Bechama Avoloi Keneged Ha'om. The person's clothes got soaking wet. So the Tanakama holds, you're allowed to hang them up to dry. Avoloi Keneged Ha'om, but make sure it's in your backyard and you have a 6-foot fence around it that no one will see it. But if on the front lawn, you're not allowed to do it, because people will be chayshed you. What do they be chayshed you? They'll be chayshed you, wash your clothes Shabbos, and now you're drying your clothes. You don't want to use a dryer on Shabbos. So memela, you so it's Isar of Marisayin. Leikenegedom is muta. Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon Oisrim. So it comes out that Rabbi the Marah passes like Rabbi Lezer Rab Shimon. Zog Rashi. Kol sha'oschu chachomim mishum marisayim. Shaliach shedu be'isa. Rashi starts giving mishol. Kigoyin shir yoin v'kazdo magafayim. They'll see a person wearing armor, mistameh. He's going to be loichem with someone now. It looks like he's going to sell them in the market. All also, it looks like he's going to sell the behemoth. Shavu Geiris, Noshru, Nishru, or Noshru. Nishru means it got soaking. That's Rashi's Pshat. Tosfos says later that it's Noshru, it fell down into a puddle of water. Sal Kaponim, Avolei Kenegedom, Shloyaimru Kipsom B'Shabbos, Haytan Asova, the Midi B'Marisayim, Mutu B'Chador. Oisrim, Kerat.
זוג טויספס, אומר רב, כל מוקים שאוסרו חכומים, יש מפורשם דין הלוכי כרב. דרבאת את חדריך דורם מזמותו, מדתוני בחולן, משנה says, אין שייכתן לסייך גומה ברשוס הרבים, one is not permitted to shecht over a gumma b'shus harabim, shlo yechake al apikursim. The Mishnah says tzedoikim. It seems there was a chayk of the tzedoikim, avoydezore, to shecht over a gumma. There was a religious ceremony. If a person will do it b'shus harabim over there, so they'll be gerai, if I care, azoy daf meton. Ubechotzer muta. But it says in the chotz you're allowed to do it. So you see klo, that the hero will say an isa marisayin in bechotzer. No one sees, so it's muta. Mi yu ein zeray. The bechotzer muta, the af haroya oisa oimel and nakech atzeri hu tzorech. The whole isa of marisayin bechadri chadorim is that if someone can peek through the latch hole and see him doing it, so that person will see he's doing a zach that is marisayin. But if in his chotzer, when he does it in his chotzer, no one sees bechlal that inyan, there's no marasayim whatsoever. Because there one can understand he's doing it for a different purpose. He doesn't want to get his chotzer dirty. So memele, avo ba'alma shemira adam arro yech shiden afele b'chadar chadorim osa. So Taisva says it's no raya from the Gemara in Chulin. There's no marasayim b'chadar chadorim. So then it's sake muta. Rav is speaking about when there is the Etzem Marisayin and the Chadri Chadorim, so then they ask that Chadri Chadorim also. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ube moich sheba ozno, Tomi, Toni, Romi, Bar Yecheskel, ve hu shekosher ba ozno. It has to be tied to the oizen. Ube moich sheba sandalo, talking about a sandal over here, which could very easily slip out. Sandal was open in the front and the back. Tony Rami ba Yecheskel bu shekoshelo b'sandalo. U b'moich sheiskinu lo l'nidos. Sova Rami ba chomel ameima. Bu hu shekshura lo b'en yirei chayser. It also has to be kosher. Omer rove afar pi she'enoi kosherlo. Even though it's not kosher. And it might fall down. Ober kivin de mois lo yosi lisu yei. So shall leave it there. Is bishloimem moich shebos no moich shebesandal off, it falls, it slips out, so she'll pick it up and start walking. Until she puts it back again. But moich sheskinu l'nidos off, it'll fall out, she'll leave it there. So my male is nothing what to worry about. Boi minei Rabbi Yirmiyeh me Rabbi Abbe. Osiso lo beis yad mau. So Rashi learns pshat. That there's a base yad, there's a handle to this moich. So that means it's not so mos anymore for her. She can hold it by the base yad. So maybe she'll pick it up then. That was the shaila. The shaila was, boy mne rabir me rababe, osu solo base yad, mahu? O malai muta. So what pshat? This is also muta. Even though there's a sfora to say that this should be also because she might come and pick it up. This is also mutter. It monami omar Rav Nachman bar Oishia omar Rav Yochanan also so lo beis yad mutter. Also so lo beis yad. The Rishonim ask, according to this pshat, it should have said afal pi she also so lo beis yad mutter. Let us see Rashi. Also so lo beis yad. Zogt Rashi, L'moich sheba'isei mokum, ma'u le'meisre, dilme shoklo mamta lo b'yadai, l'moich lo'oich so be'beis yad shelo, because she's holding it with the beis yad. Also so lo beis yad muta, do'ilem rinan lo'imois, afilo be'beis yad mois. That's a Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. So the beis yad means a handle to the moich. It's very interesting, the Bein Hananel says pshat, also so lo beis yad muta, perish, beis yad she oiso liyodo. She's wearing gloves. She tachasa oiso. Shkstei she tivdoik moich lunidosa vlo isiga bolo leiti tonev boi. So memel it seems the shayla was, it'll be very interesting, it seems from here with a man, we have a raya lot to wear gloves.
Now the shaila is, if she's wearing gloves, is she allowed to wear a meichle nidosa? Could be then she won't, she'll fall out, she'll pick it up. The Gemara says, afal pikein, it is mutter. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rabbi Yochanan nafak bohu lebei midrosha. We'll see soon what the case was. Rabbi Yochanan went out, this was, there's two pshatim in Rashi, just let's say one pshat. Rabbi Yochanan went out with amoich sheba oznoi lebei midrosha to the base medrash. Vachalukin olav chaveros. And this chaver made a tain on him. Rabbi Yanai nafik bohu lekalmelis, v'chalukin olav kol doirei. He mamish had the ganze doir. So one pshat in Rashi is just, which we're able to go through the Gemara, one pshat in Rashi is, Rabbi Yochanan went out with moich sheba oznoi, but it was not kosher. V'chalukin olav chaverot. Rabbi Yanai nafik bohu lekalmelis, it also wasn't kosher. The chluk in olav called deire. Frag the Gemara, v'otoni romi ba yecheskel, v'hu she kosher lo ba ozno. The Braise says it has to be kosher. What's pshat in these Yidden over here? Loi kasher hoda mahadik, hoda loi mahadik. So Rashi learns pshat that what it says, that the moich she bozno has to be kosher, has to be tied to the ear. That's dafke if it's not tight in the ear. But if it's mehudik in the ear, you don't have to tie it. So that's pshat in the first memre of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was mehudik. And mechulukanol of chaveirav. Chaveirav did not hold the shtik teire. They held even if it's mehudik, you also have to be kosher. Rabbi Yanai was not kosher and not mehudik. Well, Shah Rabbi Yanai held the whole chumr is dafke berishus harab. Then it has to be kosher. It was geyser. Abba bekalmus, it's tamazay mutter. So that was a chalukin all of kol doire. That already was a meire de kekula. And they were meiko, when they were machmer, rishus harab, and they were machmer, who were then bekalmus. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan nofak bei lebei midrosh, bimoich sheba oznoi. Shahoya zokin, vahoisaloi tsoya sa oizen merube, vechalukin orav chaveira, mneshaloi hoya kosher biyozne, vuyoitze belashus arab. So the Gemara says, hoda mahadik, Rabbi Yochanan hoya toichav baozna yof, he stuck it in very tightly in his ear, u mahadik, vlei boik shire, u derami ba yecheskel, vedaloi mahadik. Lishna achinen Rashi says agoranam v'rabshat mitalmidei Rabbeinu Halevi. Rabbi Yochanan kosher have. It was kosher. Ubeis medroshoi somach lebeis have. V'loi hoise rishus arabim avsekes. So it's bachmeiradik. It was kosher. He went to the beis medrash when it was kosher. So what's the problem? Vatoni romi vuhushe kosher, so the kasher was pungfaket. Vechi kosher miyo afilu lushus harabim mutter. If it is kosher, it is mutter afilu lushus harabim. Vamai koma lebei medroshoi. He was only matter to the base medrash. Veloi koma lushus harabim. Omishani drabi yochanan kosher, veloi mahadi ka kesher. It was taki kosher, but the kesher wasn't mahudik. The loshen rishon meyushev mizeh. Rashi says the first loshen is a better loshen. Zot the Gemara weiter. Pilpul l'reyach hapeh. That's why pilpul is for galgal melach l'durshini. L'durshini, Rashi says, l'chayli ashinayim. B'chol davo shenisenis l'soich piyo. What's called over? Zangbila inami darzuna. Zangbila ginziru, ginger, darzuna, cinnamon, cinnamon. Zog the Gemara weiter. Shein toiseves. We did not learn Rashi and the Mishnah. Let us go back to Rashi and the Mishnah. Rashi and the Mishnah says as follows. Shein toiseves, shein shozov, rebimata, vachachomim oisre. So Rashi says as follows: Shein toisaves meisenes bilchayeha b'mokim acher. That's the gils of the Chodesh Aviv. There was a previously there was a tooth there. That tooth is not here anymore. So b'mokim ha'acher, she puts this false tooth v'hi shel zohar. So it seems others say that the Chodesh Aviv says the Rashi was not geirus the double lashon of shein. Shein toisaves shel zohar. Rebbe Matze, lots of isbav, chachamim oisrei. Why? Vekiven de mishune mishara shenayim. Dil me mechaychi alo, vishokla lo mehosam omamti lo biyod. Vigmorim rinu de shal zov noka davke. I mean, shal kesef is muta, because shal zov is very noticeable. You see, klal, it's not one of our teeth. So memele, that is ma'irer, gichuch, and ridicule. Shal kesef, no one will know the difference, it's mutter. Lishna achrine, shein toiseves, shein shel odom hoisa. This is a false tooth, of this is a person had it previously, a tooth from someone else. Vateir de lelkoi, this is mutter. Vlava plukte de rabbi verabon. Vorikama, the pilpul, the galgol, mela, the shein toiseves, which is a very big doichik, because we have a whole hefsik. By Pilkul Galgol Melech, and we're going back to Shein Teisev, it's also Mutter. Shein Shel Zov, Rebbe Mata, V'chachamim Meisra. Omar Rebbe Zeire, Roi Shonu Elo Shel Zov, Avol Shel Kesef, Divrei Hakel Mutter. Tanya Nami Hochi, B'Shel Kesef, Divrei Hakel Mutter. Shel Zov, Rebbe Mata, V'chachamim Meisra. Omar Rabbi, Rabbi, the Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elozo, Kulo Sfirilu, the whole midi de Meganibe, loy osyo la achbuye. That everything, if by taking it off, one will see a chesorin that the Isha has, so she won't take it off. Rabbi hoda amora. That means Rebbe holds if she'll take out the tooth to show the tooth, so you see her toothless mouth. She'll never do it. Rabbi Lezer desanya, Rabbi Lezer poita, b'koyveles b'tzloiche shel plaiten. Rabbi Lezer holds that she's allowed to go out b'koyveles b'tzloiche shel plaiten, and she won't take it off to show, because then it's a gnusulo. Rab Shimon ben Elozer, the Sanya Klalam, Rab Shimon Elozer, Kosho Lamata min Asifcha Yaitzeboy, Lamala min Asifcha Eino Yaitzeboy. Zogt Rashi, Lo Ishanu, the Chachamim Oisem Elo Shal Zot, Shemeshune Bemara Mishar Shinayim, Vidulme Mevazulo, Vishokulo Biyode Mamtai, that was Rashi in the Mishnah. Avo Shal Kesav, Shedoyme, Lo Ishar Shinayim, Diverhakal Muta, Lo Shin Raboisai. That's how Rashi's Rebbe's learning, that was Rashi's Pshan in the Mishnah. The linire, the time of the shalzov, mishum dechshive, v'osi lechvuye. That's the time it's osa. Lekach osa. Avo shal kesef, lechshive, v'osi lechvuye. Ilaloshin rabbeisai, koshali. According to the rabbis, the pupil is gol, if you chayish, avdul mamochku alo, oda oma rabbaye, rabbi, rabshim in alozo, hold that you're not good, the mils of the megani, she won't show. V'taymi de rabbono mishum de chaychi alo, maishno rebi de koshori le mishum de osi lachvuye. Rebi holds she won't go and show it. Rabbono nami lav lachvuye chayshi. The rabbono also won't chayish lachvuye. They were chayish for a different shot. They were chayish that, they were chayish she might go and take it out because they'll ridicule her. V'yesh letar. The rabbono meiser ka osri. Rabbanan asa, mikol moke. You don't know why they asa. The Rebbe mata, the kasava loy chaycholo, loy sholfolo. Umi avalon lamechish dil mesholfolo, mishmachvia, loy sholfolo, mishmdimachvolo, gnusi. Rebbe adamor, he said, from the Rabbanan you can't see anything. The Rabbanan asa, so you can't build anything from the Rabbanan. Rebbe adamor, the chaycholo, dil mesholfolo. Paita bekaivelis, wakimna dai paita mutal chadchilu. Omatayma man dalka la mepek bekevelis ishe shereich harap, leishofa machvi genuse. Omatamina sivcha kegei kipi shal tzema. Yaitza bo lecheshine dul mishalfa machvi de megale saira. Omeganye bo shasivcha noihu the Seyah, so Memela's what? She'll be Megala the Seyah. So the Ritva says, all these things are a small gnus, and that is the Shaila, if she'll show it, and then the payment will be, that she'll have to be Megala, a small gnus. So Rebbe, so all the, that's the Shita, these three Tanoim hold, Yinat Chayish Lachvuyeh, if the price being paid will be, that she'll have to show a gnus that she has.